There was, you said there was a two-story building on the old, what is presently the Pigeon Hill property on Farm Road 471, and it was a schoolhouse.
Mm-hmm, that's right.
And was it, what kind of school was it?
A public school. My daddy went to school there when he was a boy. That's where I found out about it.
Oh,
and not only him, but a lot of guys in that prime age went to school there. And the older ones, I guess, too.
You wouldn't know, I don't suppose, if it was built specifically for a school.
That I don't know either, but it was a two-story deal, too. It had two floors in it.
I wonder what happened to that one.
I don't know. Somebody pulled it down, too. I don't know who.
Well, you know, the breeding house, that one, the old breeding house went, too. There was an old rock building on that one.
Yeah, it was.
That finally fell down. That was a public school, and do you know of any other place that was a public school after that?
The Miller home up here was one, because I went to school there 1 year.
1 year?
Yeah.
How big a building, much of that present house was a school?
No, that present building in there, I don't know.
Just the rock part?
No, it was a lumber building, the one
oh.
We went. That other part they built on, that's all the tile they put on, built onto it then.
Oh, I thought that part of that house...
No, that was a lumber building, that public school building. This one up here, now this one across the river was a rock building.
So it was a lumber building right there where the Miller's home is.
Home is.
It
part
wasn't...
of that Miller's home is still the school building.
Oh.
This front part here where you go in.
Yes.
That's still the... And it sat back about 8 feet from the... Well, it had a fence around it,
mm-hmm.
A yard fence, and about 8 feet from the street, set the building set back inside the fence, about 8 feet or 10.
Well, how come you went to the public school?
I don't know. I just wanted to go to public school.
Oh, you did. It was your decision.
Yeah.
Well, did you have any...
I thought it was better in the public school than it is in the other one.
Did you get into any trouble on account of it with the other kids?
No, I got along with him pretty good. I never had no trouble with nobody.
You know, because I know that, I know years back that they kind of didn't like each other. If you went to the public school and the Catholic school, you know, they kind of didn't get along.
Yeah, but that come later on.
Oh.
In my days, there was no sides in school and religion. Another thing people used to say, now, if you don't go to church every Sunday, you go to hell. Well, if it wouldn't be for that, years ago I know guys that never went to church and they never went to no hell.
No, that just, they didn't worry about it at that time that much, and they don't seem to now anymore either as much. I think an interesting subject that nobody seems, probably it's our fault we haven't touched on, is what kind of medical care you had when you were a young boy. Can you remember any doctors that were here?
Well, I can remember Dr. Coons. He was at Lacoste, and Dr. Lenning, he was here for a while and then he left, and then Dr. Whitehead was here, Dr. Williamson come then, and then Dr. Whitehead, and them two were here a long time. And then Dr. Whitehead retired, and then Dr. Brimer come in.
Where did this Dr. Lenning have his office?
Dr. Lenning had his office in that old hotel building there, where Jean's, where they tore down, where Nick Sherrod had his saloon, that little hotel they had there, which was about 8 or 9, 10
which
rooms.
Was part of the Bates property?
Yeah, that's where he had his office, in one of them rooms there.
Oh. And you don't know how long he stayed?
No, I don't remember how long he stayed, Dr. Lenny. But Dr. Williamson, old man, Jimmy's daddy, he come here and he was here quite a long time. He had his office over here where they tore that old building down where the drugstore is, the old Hoopitzer home, a rock building. They mm-hmm. tore that down. That's where he had lived and had his office in there.
And what about Dr. Brimer?
And Dr. Brimer come over here then from, I don't know where he come from, and he had his office over there where the hospital is now, before the hospital was there.
Were they both practicing at the same time?
At the same time, yeah, them two. And Lanning and White had come here, and they were here together a while, and then Lanning left. I don't know where he went. And Jimmy Williamson, Darcy,
mm-hmm.
he went to medicine school and learned to be a doctor. And the time he come out, the old man died then before. No, I believe he didn't die. I'm not too sure if he was still alive when Darcy come home from school when he was a doctor.
He started practicing, Dr. Darcy started in about 1940, somewhere
along in there, yeah. And he put his office in that, and Brimer had already left, and he put his office in that building over there where the hospital is now. And later on he made a hospital out of it. And he was all by himself here, and he was a pretty good little old doctor, Jimmy was.
Mm-hmm.
And then he got married, and his wife was a nurse, and they run that hospital, the two there, a long time. And then Dr. Fay come in, and she went in there with him, and then them two were together. And then Williamson died, and then they could come. And Fay died, now he's here by himself.
Yeah. Well, you know, I was interested in getting some of the names of some of the old timers, you know. And by the way, did you ever have to go to any of these doctors?
Oh, yeah.
I mean, like the old ones?
Oh, yeah.
Which?
I was at Dr. Williamson, and I was at Dr. Whitehead. Dr. Coons and Dr. Fitzsimon.
Oh, Dr. Fitzsimon was here also.
Oh, yeah, but he was gone when these rest of them come.
Mm-hmm.
He was the first doctor I knew around here. Him and Coons was in La Coste, and Fitzsimon was here. That was for years.
What did they charge you for an office call? Do you remember that?
I really don't know, about $2, $2.50.
That much, huh?
Yeah. $1.50, $2. I guess just what they felt like.
Okay, I think that was just something I wanted to bring out, you know, who they were and where they were located. I'm going to cover one more point here. You told me that you played music, and I think you liked to dance a lot too. Did they have any kind of dance contests when you were a young fellow?
I was in four of them.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
I was in three waltzes and one schottische. When I was about 20 years old, they had a prize waltz up here at the Tregasser dance hall, and I danced with them married women or anybody. It didn't make me no day. I had a partner every time the music played. If I couldn't find a girl, I'd get me a married woman and dance with her.
And
I knew most of them that could dance pretty good.
Who was your partner at that particular time?
The first prize was I won first $2.50, $5 it was. Each one got $2.50. It was Maddie Haines, Miss Cho Haines. She was the mother of this Meachy Haines and Clara Haines, and Harvey died here a while back. She was the mother of them. She was a sweetheart. She was a sister to August and And she says, let's go in this Prizewell Tower. All right, let's go. And we went in there and we took first money.
How about that?
And they had churches from San Antonio. See, the Niemeyer's played that time when they were surprised dance, they bring some churches along.
Uh-huh.
From them, you know, they come with them or either come along with them when they come out. And so later on, I don't know, year later, that will happen about every year, a Prizewell for a masquerade dance.
Mm-hmm.
Well, then later on they had another. And by that time I was going with Florence. Well, we'd go to Tragus and dance. Niemeyer's played, Willard played, Emil Holman.
Emil Holman?
Emil Holman, yeah.
Okay.
And he played, and when they all played, rise music, dance music. And later on when I went with Florence, me and her danced a lot. Waltz, two steps, and Schottisch, and flea hop, and polkas, and I don't know what else. So one night, she said, "That Price Waltz stands again." She says, "Howard, old lady Dragon says, hey, go get your girlfriend. Price Waltz next number." All right, got it. Went in there, danced, and then they sifted them out, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And hell, they left me in. First thing you know, we had the prize, me and Florence.
Good. How much was it that time?
$5.
$5 again. That paid for your dance, didn't it?
And then later on, about a year or so later, or maybe, I don't know, 2 years, was another one. And we took that one, and then I don't know if the hall burned down then by then or what, but that was the best dance hall I ever had my feet on. I was in a lot of them in my day.
Everybody says that was their favorite place.
That was the best run place too that I seen, was harder than that. There was no foolishness going around there. You didn't go in that hall with blue jeans on or with a hat. Out the door you go with the hat first. Leave the hat out or you stay out with it.
Okay. What about this Schottisch?
And the Schottisch I took in the Wernet Garden. When Jule Chaggy and Harry Hans run it, they had a Schottisch prize. And I took, me and Florence took that. And then I quit making prize. I didn't dance. Well, they never had no more then.
No, it all changed. It's kind of going back, though, more to the old style again now. Yeah.
But we used to have a lot of fun. And I had a partner every dance. I didn't stand in the hall and look at the walls. I went to dance, and I danced every dance.
And that's what you go for.
Sure.
It's a lot of fun. Well, Howard, I thank you very much for letting me interview you. I think we've covered a lot of things that haven't been brought out before. And we appreciate it a lot. Thank you a lot.
And these pictures here you can take along.
All right. I know the library will appreciate that very much. And we'll put
them. Tell them they're donated from the Nagel Estate.
All right. It's a picture of the
brass band, and the names are in the back.
The Castorville Brass Band, I guess, about 1910.
It says it.
1910. And then there's another group picture on a postcard that doesn't give a date. There is the picnic group, which was the brass band.
And they had a party, but they didn't play that day.
Right, they just had a party for themselves in 1915. And also a picture of the 500 Club, which was a card club, but Howard didn't know a whole lot about what they did or how often they met or anything. And the brass band is on that picture also. These are all donated by the William Naglin
Estate.
Yeah. And so we appreciate that also. And we have one other picture of the brass band that was donated by Mrs. Well, it's not donated. It's for the use of the library to copy. And this is from Mrs. Dan Biediger. Is this correct?
Dan Moak.
And Mrs. Who is now Mrs.
Moak, yeah.
Al Moak.
Al Moak, yeah.
But Miss Dan Biediger's wife, who was one of the trumpet or horn players
horn
in
player,
the brass band.
Her boy, Dan.
That's her husband.
No, her boy.
Her husband, Dan. Yes, her first husband. Okay, thanks a lot, Howard, for all of your help getting these pictures for us.